All right, we are live. Welcome, everybody. This is On The Mic Podcast for Sunday, October 14th. Got Jam Dog on the line. We're about to set this one off here, Jam.
What's going on?
Not much, man. We want to kind of continue with the what we were talking about earlier. Just, you know, what is the best girl? And, we got – this is going to be an interesting topic right here. What is the best girl to marry? What type of girl should you marry? What type of – you know, is it better to marry a boring girl, or is it better to marry a worldly girl? We got to find out what type of women are the best ones for marriage.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good question. Because for me, growing up, man, I wanted – my idea of who you marry was somebody that was wholesome, somebody that went to church. They going to nag you to get up and go and cook, clean. they ain't going to cuss. That, you know, that was just kind of my idea of the type of girl that you marry. And you knew that if you was going to be with that chick, that she was going to be down for you. You get sick, she going to nurse you to health, all of that good stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it comes with a side is that a lot of times that chick is boring. you don't want to take her to the club. You don't want to take that girl to the sports bar. You know, you can't bring them around you and your boys. You know,
why is that, man? Why can't you bring around your boys?
I mean, you can, but then you different. now you got to be because you respect them so much, you ain't gonna go over there and be like, look at that girl with that fat ass right there, that pussy print showing. My fingers on that. Like you're gonna be different.
That reminds me of Mike Ellis when he said, you meet the guy when he with his wife, he's like, hey, how you doing, brother? God bless you. How you doing? All right. And then you meet him when he by himself, he's like, hey nigga, where the bitches at?
Yeah, but it's true, you know, because, you know, that girl, it's like she's real good because she do make you better. You know, she keep you up, going to work. If you're sick, they going to know. She going to, you know, be concerned with you, get you to the hospital. It's a great girl, but that ain't the girl that you going to go out there and just have fun with.
So maybe that's the thing, though. Maybe you got to have that type of girl for the stable. You got to have a stable life. You got to have something that's dependable, reliable, and when you go out with the fellas, that's when you kind of be somebody complete. You let your hair down, as they say. Somebody different.
Yeah. Look. One of my best relationships that I've ever been in was this girl, man. I mean, she was wild. I was wild. We could go out to the club. We gonna pick up a girl together. She was one that I could bring around the boys, and I mean, she was cool people, you know. And I loved it. But on the flip side, I could trust her as far as I could see her.
That's the thing. If you bring around the boys, you know, the boys may try to fuck her. So she's so cool.
That's true. I mean. The thing is, you don't know. You know, now I knew she wouldn't mess with none of the boys or nothing like that, but, you know, she kind of had the same personality as me. So the same way I'm going out looking at stuff, she going out looking at stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, she wasn't the type that I would make wifey, but maybe that's what some people need. Some people probably can't handle that good girl. They need that girl with a little bit of crazy, a little bit of grit to them.
Might be a girl that'll cut you sometimes, you know, just to keep stuff lively, you know.
Yeah, man. You don't feel good unless you're gonna get in a fight. What that song? Break up to make up.
That's all we do.
Yeah,
that may be right, man. I mean, there are different strokes for different folks. Some men may need that type of girl that keeps it real. Keeps, you know, she's crunk. She, you know, don't have no kids with her, but, you know, you have a good life. If you want to be, you know, just, some people don't, they decide they don't want to have kids. So they just, if you just want to be two people together out mingling. But don't that get old though? As you get 40 and 50 years old, you ain't clubbing as much. You think that would be the same girl?
man, I look back. So one of my friends, I remember we was in college and he wanted to get married because he wanted to have a family and do the family life.
Okay.
Now he ended up getting a chick pregnant before he got married. And instead of, you know, tying it down, you know how old school you get her pregnant, we about to get married.
Right.
So instead of tying it down, he just lived single. So now he's like, man, I got my kid now. I don't ever want to be married. And this joker out there living his best life. He traveling, enjoying himself. Like he's now, for him, he's loving it. You know, now on the flip side, I do have another friend that's single, but this joker act like he depressed. It's like all he want is to be in the companionship. So, you know, I don't know. I think it depends on what you want to do. Because if you somebody that you just love to party, then you probably need to be by yourself, because all you're going to do is get married and divorced. You know, the rate for divorce is so high.
60% or something, 70%.
Yeah, it might be more than that.
Sinking ship.
Yeah, so it's like you going to get married to be unhappy, like to just to live there is like, man, like to not be able to do what it is that you want to do. Mm-hmm. Man, that's crazy. So, you know, I just think that, I think you have to figure out what type of guy you are. That way you can determine what type of woman is best for you. Because I think there's something out there for everybody. You got the crazy for the ones that like crazy, and you got the wholesome for the ones that like wholesome. And then you got the side chicks for the ones that like variety and multiples.
True. See, that's true. I think the side chicks, that whole population is probably made up of girls who they can't, they haven't been successful at getting their own man. And they out there, those women who just don't want to be tied down. So you got those, the one who can't get their own man, they're trying to basically recruit men from their families to get on their team. And then you have the woman who just going to be single, who always going to be the side chick. She don't care. She's having fun.
But do you think that they side chicks just because they can't get their own man? You really think that?
Yeah. I don't know how it is for every race, but especially for black women, it's a lot of black women who just, you know, statistically always they're going to be single because it's just not enough black men. So unless they go, you know, to another race, but if they want to marry within their race, then yeah, they have to recruit. It's a demand for black men.
Well, if that's the case, then why are they so picky? You know, because it's not like you could just go outside and just say, hey, my dick's available today. Like, y'all that need a man, come on. Like,
see, that's the one thing though. Dick is never for sale. It's never, you can't just sell it. But
you think about it. Like, if you go on any dating site that's out there, mm-hmm. and if you a guy, you're going to have to send 100 messages before you get a reply back. It's just the way it is. And you better not just say hi. Like, you got to come in there with some poetry, like, you know, hey, girl, your eyes is like the sun and brings, like you got to come with some nonsense, because it's almost like for a guy to get a girl, you have to be entertaining or funny or, you know, got money or potential. Like, you got to have something in order to really get a girl that really don't have nothing. But if you a girl, you know how easy it is to get a guy? Now, the guy might be, you know, shitty, but you know how easy it is to get a guy?
That's because women have something that we will pay for, and we don't have nothing to offer them. So we got to come with something else. they just naturally born with something that we'll naturally pay for. So we got to come correct with ours. So we got to have either they want the money, they want to see that, they want you to be entertaining or funny. Somebody who can carry a conversation, somebody got their credit score up, all of this stuff we have to do, which is why we buy the fancy cars and the house. You know, we talked about this like years ago. We was like, man, if we want to buy for the girl, I'll get me a little shack and have me a bicycle or something. I'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
No, you can't. But that's why I was saying is I don't think that chicks are side chicks because they can't get a guy. Because everywhere they go, guys are out there trying to holler at them. I think that they side chicks either because maybe they too picky. Maybe they think that they better than they really is. So they can't get the guy they want. So they just, in the meantime, entertain themselves with other guys. Or maybe they just don't want to be tied down. Maybe they realize that being the main girl is too much work. Because you think about it, I want my main girl to cook. Mm-hmm. I want her to clean. You know, it's like you want them to be, you want them to do, and I don't know if they, I assume that, you know, that my girl loved doing that stuff for me, but maybe, maybe they don't want to do that stuff. So instead,
she don't
they get all of that stuff and just, you know, and just get the dick, you know, or, you know, maybe, you know, some people be, you know, taking their side chick shopping or something like that, but maybe they just skip all of the things they have to do and just get that. And if they was your main chick, then now you got to spend all of this time, because now you could go back and spend time with your real family and you don't have to bug me with all of the time that I don't want.
That's true. I mean, I think that women live in a constant state of kind of like some type of catch 22, some type of catch 22 life. And the reason I say that is because they know they have what guys already want. It don't matter if it's a married guy, single guy, broke guy, rich guy. They have what some guy wants. And so knowing that, they also have the, I guess in America, this social construct that they can't just they can't be in some hole just passing pussy out there to anybody on the street, because then nobody wants it. So they got to be selective in who they let in. And then also at the same time, they don't really know what the guy's intention is, that who's approaching them. You know what I mean? It's like, so the guy could come nice, like, oh man, he's so sweet. He's a great guy. But then it ends up the guy's married, or it ends up that the guy just wanted to smash and you know, bounce. So they got this catch 22 that they have to constantly live with.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to a girl that all you wanted was the pussy?
Yeah. Yeah, I think all guys go through that phase. you just wanted to go out there real quick.
I don't know. Not like with me, I can't say that I just talked to a girl because that's all I wanted. Now, if that's all that they got to give, then I take it. I take all what they got
to
give.
What do you mean, all that she has to give?
I mean, that's all that they really got to give. Like, man, I remember I was with one girl, and I don't know if you met this chick. You might have. Man, she was fine. I mean, fine. I convinced her to start modeling. And I mean, she was bad. But I couldn't talk to her. You know, and because she was looked so good, I tried so hard to force a relationship. I tried, man. Like I tried the one time I tried to take her out to eat and go on a date. So we went to a movie and then dinner. The movie was good because I got to watch the movie. I ain't have to talk to her. Uh-huh. But we was at the dinner table, man. I couldn't talk to her for nothing. Like she just bored me, you know, everything she said did. And I tried to like her because she was fine. But so really all she could give me was her looks and sex. That's all she could give me, you know, and she was good for like when my friends came, I would want to bring her around because I would show off like a trophy. Like, hey, look at what I could catch, you know, and then she was good to have sex. I mean, we had good sex. Like the time we went to the movie, we had sex in the movie theater. You know, right? Hey, man, we did it. That's what I'm talking about. Like, that kind of girl, that's what we did. We had sex in the movie theater. Mm-hmm. Man, we had a boring dinner. Couldn't talk. We went back to the car and had sex in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was like all she could really give me was good sex. So that ended up being all that I wanted from her. But if she had the ability to give me more, then I would take more. But a lot of girls, I don't think know how to give more because they so used to being chased and they so used to being charmed that they don't know how to charm me. or they don't know how to charm men. So they just want you to entertain them, but they ain't entertaining to you.
See, that's one thing that women don't. They don't know the men. Our side of the story, like, we have to be entertaining. We have to be able to carry a conversation. We have to be the ones who approach. And that's a lot of, you think about it, that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of preparation on our side. Then they just kind of just can sit there and just bounce off anything that we throw at them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They just respond. So I get that. If she's just used to being approached. But, I mean, you got to think, though. I don't know what y'all conversation was, but she had to have something that she was passionate about, something that would be exciting to her or exciting to both of y'all, but maybe you just didn't get there yet.
Man, I thought we did. So you know I love music.
Right, right.
She was a music major in college.
Okay.
So I was like, man, we're going to have music. You know, we're going to have music together.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, nothing. We had nothing. And, you know, and even like a text message, like, and not even just with her, but with other girls, if you look at most text messages when you hollering at a chick, mm-hmm. you have to lead that conversation. So you'll be like, hey, how you doing? What's she going to say back?
Hey, oh, I'm doing fine.
That's it. She don't even ask, how are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing okay. Hey, you know, what were you doing today? Then she'll just tell you what she was doing today, but at no point in the conversation can they lead the conversation into anything. And if they do lead the conversation, they probably going to talk about something that you don't want to talk about. You know, they talk about, you know, like, yeah. you know, but it's like, but they don't, it's like they don't know how to keep the thing going because as men, we spend most of our time trying to get them and they spend most of their time trying not to let you get them.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that. Cause I can, I've been like some women you just can't talk to. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's just weird. But then there's also some women who, you like them because the conversation is so intriguing and they're kind of even, you know, you throw something at them, but they're making you think about what you just said. You know what I mean? This is a very intellectual conversation between you and this other woman. And to me, sometimes that's attractive to me, like just that they can carry on something and really make me think. Cause I think that I'm a thinker. So I think that if a girl's actually saying something that makes me kind of step back and look at what I just said or what I'm thinking about, I think that's pretty cool. Some women mm-hmm. are like that. But they're probably born in sex, though. So it's a
yeah, that's true. Cause I had this one girl that, man, we had like you said, we had amazing conversation. I felt like she challenged me. Like mm-hmm. we was gonna be something in life. But man, her sex was terrible, man. Like, you know, she was born and it was like, man, you can't get good sex in that. You know, good sex and great conversation and a great and fun person to be around, or you get a fun person to be around, but they're a hoe.
Right. Right. True.
Yeah. Oh, but man. But it's also kind of like with virgins, man. You ever messed with a virgin before?
No, never did a virgin.
Man, I felt like I was on a string at one point of deflowering virgins, like that was my gift, that, you know, during that point period of time, if you was a virgin mm. and they was coming to me, man, I was gonna break that virginity. But you know, the reason why I brought that up, when I was messing with virgins, like, they sex was terrible, man. Like, cause you couldn't go but so fast. I like the pound. I call it the brown pound. Right. You know, I like to pound them. You know, I don't be wanting to go gentle. You know, but with virgins, you have to be gentle. You know, they want to make love.
We're gonna rate this podcast mature. We're gonna rate this podcast mature today.
Okay, yeah, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. You know, yeah, but I don't. I don't be wanting to make love to them. That's not what I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not fun to me to be in slow motion.
But see, like, I think that's what women is, you know, if, I guess that's in their head, and I'm just guessing, but I'm thinking like they see on images they see on TV, the Disney movies, ever since they were growing up, it was a whole, this guy is the guy and he's going to be the one forever. I'm going to get married. So I'm going to let him take my virginity. And then, you know, so it's, it is that in their head. Like, it's a love. It's a big, I mean, I guess I can see that's a big deal for them. And probably for us too. But no, I don't think for us. I think it's just a big deal for the woman. So
I was going to say, look, look, I don't care about your breath slowly breathing and I feel it on my neck. Like, no, man, I want to hear you scream. Man, we used to back in the day when we would do it. I'd be having sex in my dorm room, and my roommate he would be having sex with his girl at the same time, and we would be trying to have a competition on who could make their girl scream the loudest.
Like, brutal, man. Brutal.
hey, look, and you feel real bad. You in here getting it, and your girl just. Like, man, you don't feel this dick. Like, you better, you know, scream. I need the people outside to hear that. I don't understand. Yeah, but it's, I don't know. It's maybe it's an ego thing, but I don't even know how we got to that topic. But I'm a reverse. I'm a go back. But what I'm trying to say is, there's different type of girls for everyone, and for me. With my string of virgins that I was messing with, I realized that I didn't really like virgins.
Okay, gotcha.
I realized that I liked experience because it was just, for me, it was more exciting. I like a girl that, you know, that could take it, that was a little, you know, that had ideas, that knew what they liked. And that's what I liked. Now, with that being said and done, I don't want my girl to like sex so much that they want other dicks. I want them to only want, you know, to only want mine.
And that's the interesting thing, man. Just we talk about the women, the fun. You want the fun chick because she's good in bed and she's good to talk to. She's entertaining. She, you know, you can take her out to the club and everything. But you don't want her to be too good because she can go out and get her own dicks.
No, I don't mind her being too good. It's not too good. I just don't want her wanting variety. Okay, it's a double standard because now I say this: if I was messing with you on the side, like I had this one chick, all we did is had sex. We ain't talk. There was no talking on the phone. There was no how you doing. None of that. I don't even remember her name. Now I think about it, you know. But I remember she would come in like, "Hey, what up, girl?" And we would just do it. Now I didn't care if she had other people that she was messing with. But if you was gonna be my girl,
right,
man, this is it. Just me. can't be with nobody else. Just got to be with me. So it was a double standard, you know. Now with me, you know, I ain't gonna say me. I think with most guys want a girl that is only gonna be with them, but they want to be able to be with other people.
Yeah, well, I think most guys want that. I don't know. I'm curious if most girls or even a few girls are that way. They want to, you know, have a husband, but then have some other dicks inside.
I don't think that girls are hardwired that way. And this is my opinion. And I'm not saying that because there are some girls that I think some girls probably been hurt in the past or something. I think something happened to them in life to where, you know, and it don't have to be like something, but I think something happened that shaped their mind that they might think that way now. You know, okay. That's why some girls are okay being a side chick. That's why some girls are, you know, okay with, you know, their guy going out, you know, with multiple people and them doing it themselves. But I think for the most part, girls want somebody that's going to be there for them. And guys, for the most part, I think want just multiple people. Because girls have always been selective and guys have always not been selective. I think it's nature.
You might be right. I think you're mostly right there. Because I think, guys are we definitely not as picky as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they don't want to be lonely either.
Man, I'm going to tell you, you want to know when I think guys were most picky?
Middle school? When?
Well, yeah, school, like mm-hmm. if you were in an environment like high school that mm-hmm. you was going to every day and it's a bunch of people around, then the guys a lot of times were superficial. Cause then, you know, you didn't, you know, like that fat girl, like think about the I shouldn't say fat. Think about the ugly girl in your high school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody would openly mess with that chick. You know, the people that you was around. They like, cause it was like, man, you messing with, you know, such and such.
Yeah.
No, I ain't messing. You know, now they might have been, but they would have been sneaking it.
Right.
But now you start going when you older. Oh man, look, fat, skinny, ugly, whatever. Like, you know, the whole more, I shouldn't say morals, but the whole what you call it, your standards.
I'll pay for it.
Yeah, your standards go out the door.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so you know, back in the day, if you wasn't at least a 7, you wasn't gonna smash. But now you would smash that 7 easy.
She's probably smashing 4. If you
yeah. what they say, you go for the 10s early in the day. But if it start getting 1:30 and the club about to close, then you about to get that, about to take that 2 home.
Right. Gotta have something. It's, I mean, yeah. I remember this one girl and hey, this one guy told me this too. I guess 2 stories in one. But this, he was telling me, he was like, man, it is before I got married. He was like, man, ever since I got married, I've been married for a while. Like I wouldn't like smash a 2 or a 3 or even a 4. But now that I'm married, man, I'll smash a 1, dog.
do you think it's because you know, when you marry, the girls that are readily available, it's harder to find a chick that's down with you being married, so he just settled for whatever, say yes? Or do you think that he just liked the excitement of it?
Yeah, I think it was the excitement of it. Like he wanted it to be a transaction. Of course, he didn't want to leave the wife and the family and kids, but he just needed a transaction. He just needed the, I'll pay you 100, 200, whatever, and we do our due. And then after that, it's over. You know, you don't need my number. You don't need my name. It's a transaction. So that's what he needed in his to for him to function.
Gotcha. Yeah. So everybody got their thing.
Yeah.
You know, they thing that keep them sane.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But you know, see, but I think a lot of guys are wired that way. Cause if I think about this, with let's go back to slavery, right? And okay. After slavery, should I say after slavery? But a lot of families stayed together. So you had the husband and they would have a bunch of kids, and all of the kids and they family, and everybody would be together in that city. And they would almost have their own city in the city. And they were able to survive because one son might make the horseshoes, the other son, you know, the other sons be farming, you know, the women might be making, you know, quilts or shirts or whatever. Then you have other women that was teaching, and you had this huge family. Everybody was one. And, you know, now, you know, and that was, you know, so it's like, when I think about it, if you could have multiple wives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could have a huge family. Think how much strong you and powerful you could be if you had, you know, you do your thing on the business. Maybe you had one girl that could stay home and manage the house. Maybe had a one person that could teach the kids, and like you could literally make an empire that's powerful. But it's so unfamily oriented to now it got to a point where you could only have one. So now, instead of it being a group of people being powerful, now it's only 2 people. And then now divorce rate is so high that now you all on your own. So you can't even have multiple, but you can't even be with one, because everybody is almost single right now. Even if you're married, the odds are you're going to be single soon and all on your own.
Yeah, that's definitely true, man. It's that's a pretty deep thought right there. That's pretty deep thought. I mean, I guess it's all about survival, right? I think that women, like you said, women aren't necessarily wired when it comes to the sexual side of the relationship, but women are all, like, so if you're rich guy, you could probably have as you could be married and have a mistress and a girlfriend if you want. I mean, because there are just that many women who would go along with that ride because you're rich. If you're poor, well, I think that's because of the survival. But if you're poor, that ain't gonna happen. You got to be stuck with one wife or a girlfriend because you're poor. So I think that, yeah, I think that women they're wired for security, safety, and maybe even an emotional part of the relationship. Guys are more on the other side when we're more physical, more, I guess, searching for the thrill, the hunt, the kill. And I guess that's where we are. So now that we're single, or, you know, we're about to, this marriage thing ain't really working out, then men are becoming more, or I guess we're more free to pursue other relationships and other things like that. And I guess women are, I'm not sure what women are.
Now let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Do you think you could handle being in a relationship where your wife had multiple men, but you were only faithful to her?
I don't think I could do that. I know that's a double standard.
you saying that you could do the other side? Like, if your wife all of a sudden said, "Earl, man, you could get you a, you know, you could get you a concubine." That's what they call them in the Bible. Right. You get you some concubines. Would you take advantage, or would you just like, "Nah, baby, only you"?
I'll take advantage. Your question. It's a. I think, like you said, I think guys are just wired that way. It's more, you get the best of both worlds, I think.
So your concubine to be the opposite of your wife?
I didn't think about that. Yeah, very so. You want the same. Probably get a Hispanic girl, Cuban, something like that. I don't know.
If it's kind of like picking and choosing like a business. I would go at it like a business.
How what do you mean?
That's how I would go at it as a business. Like, so if I can get some concubines, I would try to think about what I need. Cause like marriage is really a business.
It is, yeah.
It's a legal contract basically to go into business with another person. And if you don't think of it like a business, you're going to end up getting shut down. Like, think about these guys that married these women for love, and right. They end up splitting up and they lose half their money. Like, what Michael Jordan's wife got, like,
ridiculous,
150 something million. Lonzo Ball, do you hear about that? They got the baby and they ain't together no more, whatever. She's asking for 60, it's like 60,000 a month.
No, I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah, she's trying to get $60,000 a month. Like, if he would have went at this thing like a business, and he saw the risk that he's willing to take, I think that he would have took some more precautions. But you know, getting back to what I was saying about that, I think you would want to get you somebody that you think about what you need in life,
right?
And you get somebody that could do some of the things that you're weak at.
But I don't think, you know, the whole, I guess the Western civilization, our society, we kind of brought in the whole love thing. But back in the marriage was like a business transaction between two families. I'm going to put my daughter up with your son because your family's rich and my family, we can use your money, or we could become rich together and we'll be even more powerful. But
I think that would be the best way to go with some concubines.
Yeah.
If you need it, like, so say you got a business, right?
Right.
But you suck at marketing. Okay. When you want to like marry a girl that like is amazing at marketing, and then your marketing girl and your head wife is born in sex. So then maybe you marry a stripper, you know, that can turn a party out. Say you need somebody that can cook, you know, I would think that you want to piece it all together.
But see, it goes back to what you said earlier, when you have like, if you could think about taking the love out of it, so you just have a business transaction between a man and a woman, and so it's, you know, you're there to just to become more powerful and more successful in life. But then outside of that, You know, you got the whole sex part and all of that. You kind of, I guess, both of y'all separate and do it on your own, or what? No, hold on. Let me back up. So if that was the case, where you have a woman and a man, they're married for not for love, but they're just married for business. You got somebody who's good at something that you're weak at. And the sex part, you go out and get because you can't really get it from her. So you go out and get that. But then you're not okay with her going out to get sex from somebody else. You just want her to be with you. Right?
Yeah.
So that whole setup was already in place before, I guess, marriage in our culture came to be. So we brought in the love and said, okay, it has to be one man, one woman. Forget the business side of it. It's only about love. So then now you love her, she loves you. That's it. And then y'all can just work together and build your empire after that.
But so, with the divorce rate being so high,
that's why it's high. That's
as a whole, high. I would say that then that way is failing.
It is failing. That's why it's high, because over here in America, the whole love thing, it's not a business transaction, and love fades. So that's why you naturally become sad, because, or you want to get a divorce, because it's just you don't. Y'all not syncing together. It's not a business center. You didn't come together for business. You just came together for this love feeling that fades away.
Now seeing that they switched the business transaction, is it safe to say that the business transaction is not working?
Yeah, it's not working. It got a 70% failure rate. It's definitely not working.
No, I'm talking about the business, but we talking about the love is not working.
Oh,
but was the business transaction? Was it working?
Yeah, the business transaction.
Was it working before?
I think it depends. So sometimes you have these people. So you have people who say, okay, we're in love with each other, but then the finances aren't working. So then there is, then they get divorced because, hey, the money ain't right. We arguing every night. We're going to get divorced because we don't love each other anymore. And so you have these people who the money is right, but they don't love each other, but then they stick together because the money's right. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you have these, you have the relationship lasts because either the guy's working and he's making a lot of money, the woman's working and making a lot of money, y'all making a lot of money together, but the love isn't there, but you stay together because your empire's there.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy eventually, guy's just going, if you have sex, like there's no putting the lion back in the cage. Like once the guy has sex, he's gonna keep doing it no matter what. So he has to find he'll cheat or something like that, but he'll probably try to stick it out with, I don't know, he'll probably stick it out with a lady just cause the money's right, but he's still gonna cheat or find something else. I don't know. That's my I think I kind of rambled on that part.
I was following you though.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, man. But I think everything starts with the money, right? If the money's right, you can make it through a lot of situations. Just cause, I mean, like, you know, life is tough. So you gotta have. It's easier to be with somebody who's making money than it is without money.
So, but like you could look at these celebrities that's making a ton of money,
yeah,
and they'll have a girl, but they still getting divorced just as much as just as much as we are. Now, do you think that's happening because it just don't work, period? Or do you think it's happening because there's a way that now the girls could walk out and still get the money? So they say, you know what? If I don't have to deal with you, I'll leave and still get the money that they went for.
Yeah, because I think like at that, maybe they signed their prenuptial agreement so that she has her money, he has his money. They're just coming together for love. And of course, love fades over time. So yeah, they get divorced. They probably get divorced more than we do.
Man, I don't think they ever had love. I think that girls, some those types of girls already had an agenda. They saw these guys with potential, but they already saw them making the money. And they used their looks to get in because they had every intention on getting the money.
You talking about girls who already have money or girls who trying to just...
No, girls that were trying to get it. Yeah, gold diggers.
Oh, yeah. No, that's... Yeah. I agree. Those, they have an intention. They have a plan. And they put themselves out there, and they know they, like I said, they have something that we naturally will pay for. So they eventually will attract somebody along that line. They keep playing in the right ballpark, but we can't do the same. Like we can't, like you and I, average American citizens, can't go to where Halle Berry and
yeah, we weren't standing.
We wouldn't stand a chance. It's a wrap. So that's just that's the double standard in place.
Now, but I'm gonna tell you what's messed up though, man. Tatiana Ali, they say, married a regular person that she met off of a dating site. And you know that was my girl back in the day, man.
right. Yeah.
Tatiana Ali was my girl, man. If I'd have known that she was dating regular Joes, you know, man, I would have. That's who I would have been with.
Baby, I don't know if that guy was he really just some average dude, like worked at Walmart and stuff. He had to have something. Like, what's regular by her standards? Like 400,000 a year or something?
I mean, whoever she met, I didn't ever do the history because I was mad that was my girl, but he was just like some regular guy.
Okay, well, that's interesting, I guess. He had to be in Hollywood producing or something. I don't know, some actor or something. He had to be within her social circle somehow.
No, man, he wasn't. Just some he dude. Wasn't. Yeah, some dude off the internet.
Man, that's interesting there, man.
Yeah, man. But for the most part, a regular guy, like if it's almost like you have to be so much better than the girl that you with. And I don't think that if you weren't better than your girl, then I don't think your girl would really want you.
But not in Ashley's case. Not to Ali.
Well, man, yeah. There's always exceptions, but for the most part, because when you know girls, they want to know. It's like they want to know everything about you. They want to see that you are gonna be whatever it is better than them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the more messed up they are, maybe you can make a little bit less. But that's what they look for. But us guys, we don't look for that in a girl. We don't look for them to be good.
You probably should, because if they realize the stress that puts on us to
that's why you gotta get your side chick to...
right. But, us here.
Yeah, man. But man, but besides this, man, I'm a kind of change the topic a little bit, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. I want to kind of talk to you a little bit about this Kanye West stuff.
Okay.
Did you see him and his rant that he did with Trump in the White House?
Yeah, I did see that. And that dude is I was trying to follow, like he has so many his topics, like his talking points. He was so out there. Like he would touch on this for 10 seconds and then go to another topic and talk about this, talk about his past and talk about his future, talk about him being a Superman, the mental health institute, the jail. Like he was everywhere. I'm like, this dude is out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's no way that you could be sane and hit on all those points. Like he went from all of those points and then he started showing Trump some iPlane that's a hydrogen powered plane. This should be the new Air Force. Like he was everywhere, dude. I don't know what he was on.
Yeah, So do you think he was wrong for what he was saying, or like do you think he was making valid points but he just was having trouble getting them out, or do you think that he just wasn't making valid points at all?
He maybe made two points that were valid and he definitely didn't get it. I think I knew what he was trying to get at for those two points. Like he was talking about the mental institutions and the jail rate going up after the funding behind the institutions were cut. The jail rate for, I guess, black men going up. And he talked a little bit about prison reformation. And so that I think what he was going after was, hey, these mental institutions, we need the mental institutions in place. We need more funding for that. That would keep the more people out of jail. And then also, have a rehabilitation program, a real, or I guess a credible one that actually rehabs the people who go into prison. That's not just making a revolving door of people going back to prison. I think that's what he was trying to get at. I missed everything else he was talking about, but those were valid points. I just don't think he knew how to explain it.
Yeah. Well, the other side is he wasn't really I don't know, man. Like when I look at this, when I look at this thing, is I think he's heard a lot of information, but he don't really know or understand the information that he's heard. And I shouldn't even say he don't understand it. Maybe he just got so much stuff in his mind because he can't articulate what he's saying. And there's a lot of stuff that he don't really know what the facts are. But cocaine, it's cocaine like he's listening.
Cocaine's a powerful drug.
You think on cocaine? He might be, man. You know, rich people be doing those drugs. But
something, dude. Gotta be.
But it might be that he's not on something. Like, it seems like he's got a chemical imbalance going on.
Definitely,
and
yeah.
It's like he don't appear to be in his right mind.
He mentioned that at the beginning that he was diagnosed with being bipolar or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, because and I don't, you know, if you want to be a Trump supporter, then you can be a Trump supporter. And if you want to hate him, then you can hate him. That's, you know, it is what it is. Everybody's going to choose whatever side of the table that they think fits. But it also goes to show how undereducated people are when it comes to a lot of topics.
Like what? You mean like just people listening to Kanye, yeah, or Kanye like, himself?
Yeah, like because a lot of things Kanye was bringing up, right? About, for example, the prison, the stop and frisk.
Right.
He was saying he thinks stop and frisk is, you know, is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Donald Trump supports stop and frisk.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, and I mean, that was just one example. Like, there was so many things that Donald Trump opposed to what he was saying, but he just don't know it. He don't know if he opposed, like, but it don't really matter to him. All he know is he likes Donald Trump, and since he likes him, he supports him, even though a lot of things that Trump is doing is in opposition.
I don't know if Kanye knows how, like, it was like, I never heard a grown man tell another grown man that when I put on this hat that you gave me, I feel like Superman. It just to me that killed anything else he said from that point on. But yeah, I don't think that Kanye knew exactly what Trump was for and against. And I don't know if he's had some chemical imbalance going on with his brain, and he has he was just rambling. I think he was on something, or maybe he wasn't on something that would prevent him from talking like that. Yeah, it was interesting, man. It's I don't know. He definitely hurt his brand, I think.
Well, he hurt his brand with black people. You know, but I think he helped his brand with the conservatives and the Trump supporters. They loved it.
I think some. Well, maybe with white conservatives, the ignorant one, like poor white people. But I think like with black conservatives, I think he probably embarrassed them.
Man, I don't think so. Man, these black conservatives, they only hear what they want to hear. That's it.
Just like Democrats, black liberals.
True. They only see, but that's the part that drives me so wild with politics. I don't understand, no matter what side of the fence you on, how can you agree 100% with what anybody has to say?
Right.
Because, you know, like there's some things that Democrats say that I think is right. And there's some things that they say that I'm like, you know what, I just don't agree with. And then vice versa, there's some things Republicans say that, you know, is right. And then there's some stuff that they say that is like, man, you were idiots.
Yeah.
You know, understand how every day, you know, like when I'm watching, because I watch both Fox News and CNN because I like to hear what everybody has to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand how people can defend certain things. Certain things you just got to say, you know what? He was wrong for doing that. He was wrong for saying that. I don't agree with this. That don't mean that you don't support the person or don't want them to do good. But we should be country first, and our party should come way down the line. You shouldn't be your party even before your country. And, you know, these parties is willing to destroy the country so that they party can either win or the other party cannot win. And what? It doesn't make sense.
I think that's the game, man. That's the way that it was all set up, because I mean, you got to look at what it's like. Maybe less than 50% of the country has bachelor degrees. And then even a lesser percentage of that has a master degree, like maybe 20 to 30%. So I will say the majority of the country is probably just out here with a high school diploma, if that. And so if you have that as the majority of the country, you got to have a lot of people that just aren't going to think past what they see on TV. You know what I mean? They're going to just accept what was told, whatever side they choose, they're going to be for that side no matter what, win or lose. And I think that's how a lot of these laws get passed, and that may be harm. Like, for instance, they just, a lot of uneducated white people was, I guess, the base for Trump supporters, or those Trump supporters. That was a majority of the people who voted for Trump, thinking that the jobs were coming back. But in the end, he's hurting them, like, you know, the universal health care is getting pulled out, and all this other, like, taxes are going. Taxes right now are they got a little tax break, but it's only temporary. So taxes are going to increase for these poor people. The jobs are not necessarily coming back. So you voted for the guy in office, and all the stuff that you voted for, the reasons why you voted for him, are not really, you're not getting it. But people just, that's their side, so they vote for it. Yeah, I don't think people are educated to really think past their party line.
Yeah, but you know what? That makes sense. So basically what you're saying is, so if there were, so since there's party lines, they make it simple. If you're a Republican, you vote straight ticket Republican.
Yeah.
If you're Democrat, you vote straight ticket Democrat. You don't have to think about it. If there wasn't any parties, then you wouldn't know who to vote for, because you would actually have to research their views and then vote for the person. But because people don't want to research anything, they just vote straight ticket.
Just need it red or blue. Give it to me. I don't got time to research shit. Like, you, some of these people, they're like, so why are you voting for such and such? Well, they're banning abortions. And that's why I'm going for them, because they're banning abortions. But you don't see all the other stuff that's behind them, like, just banning abortions. They're probably raising your taxes. They're cutting your benefits for social security benefits and retirement, everything else. But you get your abortions banned. For, you know, are you, for whatever religious reasons that you want to ban abortions, that's why you're voting for this guy or this woman. So yeah, it's a lot, man. Like, that's, it's funny, because I you know, I try to, it's hard not to get involved, because you're supposed to vote, and it's hard to vote sometimes because the parties that you think you're voting for, like, part people switch sides all the time. Like, the Republicans were the ones who, the Roe v. Wade, the whole abortion thing that came in, they were the ones who put that in place, and then now they're the ones who are trying to overturn it. The Democrats were the ones who put in slavery or wanted to keep slavery, and then now they want to be the ones who overturn. You know, so it was like the party switched sides, their foundation switched sides. You know, they want low taxes for Republicans, but now the Republicans are the ones who are increasing taxes. So it's hard to vote. It's like a game show, man. To me, it's like a game show. It's like what. Part are you going to play in this game that most people, they think this is so black and white, but it's not. It's just I can't even get it out, man. It's ridiculous how people just are so blind by what they see on TV based on what party they choose to side with, and they don't see anything else beyond that. Yeah, so that drives me crazy.
I feel you, man. It's, I don't know, it just bothersome to me. And, you know, I don't want to be used. I don't want to be lied to. I'd rather you tell me the facts, and then I could come up with my own opinion.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen, though. The facts are going to be, what, misconstrued, or they're not going to be 100% facts. I was looking at it, reading this article where they were saying how, you know, drink one glass of wine a day has these detoxins or whatever in it that is good for your health. But then, like, years later, it was like, oh, that study that said that one glass of wine a day is actually healthy for you, that was actually supported and funded by the beer and wine industry. So it's years later, this thing is not even that. It doesn't have any benefits. So it's a crazy world, man. I see why people are very cynical. Like it's hard to trust anybody because you don't know what people's agenda is.
Man, I don't trust hardly anything right now because it's like, it seemed like nothing is what it used to be. Nothing is. I mean, even down to fruit. You telling me I can't find a watermelon with seeds in it no more? You know, and how do you keep making seedless watermelon?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You know, certain things, like even from the animals, you know, you see those things on TV and you see how the animals are. I remember I was reading something. They say they feed these animals, like I'm gonna just say corn. I think it was corn, and is used to fatten them up really quick, really, really fast. But it makes the cows unhealthy. That's how you get mad cow disease because they ain't eating right. So what they have to do is they have to let the cows graze for like a week straight on grass so that it can wipe out the toxins. Hopefully, then you can eat the cows. You know, and they manufacturing these chickens. And the chickens can't even walk because they're making them blow up so big so fast. And I even heard something that they found a way to genetically make chickens and they could genetically make them without their beaks and feathers. So it could save them money that they don't have to rip off the beaks and de-feather the chicken.
Now that's what I call instant processing right there. Throw that thing in the dryer. there's a lot of the food industry, man. I think genetically modified seeds. I know that Monsanto is the one who does that. I think they somehow genetically modify the seeds so that whatever it produces, like a watermelon, for instance, there aren't any seeds because and it was a big case in the Supreme Court. I remember this now.
So you have to buy their seeds.
You have to buy their seeds, yes, because the plant or the fruit that it produces doesn't reproduce and make more plants. So you have to. Yeah, so I do remember. And then it was the patent.
So what are you really eating though? Like you know, because if you're eating,
you're eating the food, but it's just a little genetically modified.
All right, but you say we eating the food. We eating what we think is the food. Apple is an apple. If you make something that grows to look like an apple and maybe tastes like an apple, but it still might not be an apple. It just look like it. Like, is it going to have the same nutrients and the same, you know, the things that makes it healthy? Is it going to still have it? Like, even like the vitamins, right? So nowadays, if you're not getting enough vitamins, you're supposed to, you know, get these supplements.
Right.
But the supplements also cause another issue that you need another supplement for medicine for.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like, is it really vitamin D in this pill? Or should you just go stand outside for a day? Instead of letting the kids always play inside, maybe you go play outside and you don't need vitamin D.
Well, I think that kind of goes into a health issue where you have, like there's no, and I think it should be, but there's no like everybody's body is different. Everybody's like their internal organs, all that stuff is different based on what bloodline you're from, family, etc. And so the health system is just a general standard. If you're male, this weight class, no matter what your race or anything like that is about, or what history, what your bloodline is, we just give you this prescription. If you're a woman, you're this weight class, here's your prescription. So I think that this general standard for health, I think is just a standard. It's just a basic thing. It is not something specific to your specific needs and body. So when you take these over-the-counter vitamin D or these supplements, if your body naturally produces, just say 110% of vitamin D, and then you take something because you think you need, or you take a Centrum multivitamin and it has 200% vitamin D. Now you're getting way more vitamin D than what your body normally needs. And so your body, you could develop cancers from this. It can mess up your digestive system because it's just too much of vitamin D, even though you just wanted to take this multivitamin because you wanted to get all your vitamins at once. But you don't know what your body's your body specifically is producing more or less of or which vitamin. You know, you see what I'm saying? It's just a standard. Yeah. So I think that messes us up. So it's, you have some people who develop cancers, some people develop prostate cancer, some people develop skin problems and ulcers and all this type of stuff that goes on. I think it's because they just have this general standard of health, but not something specific to your body.
Yeah, I agree, but I also think it's because of the foods that we're eating.
That too. That's part of it. I mean, you have all this. If you like, some people, I think they naturally get fat, just fatter than other people, and it could be just because their body, the way their digestive system breaks down steak or chicken, whatever the diet it composed of, their diet, whatever they're eating, they probably shouldn't be eating for their body type.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. But you go to Publix and you buy the chicken and the stuff because you know it tastes good. But you probably should be eating more, vegetables. That's just how your body is. So, yeah, it is what you eat. And then also whatever stuff they're putting into the food, that's another thing.
Yeah. No, I'm starting to think the food ain't the food. Man, did you see that they had this one thing? They was talking about how the grocery stores make the meat look. So they get the meat, and a lot of times we use steak. It's already getting all brown and old and whatnot. But what they'll do is they'll take this stuff, and it's basically like paint, basically. And they'll make it look nice and red.
Paint your meat.
Yeah, I'm serious. And they make it look nice and red. Like, yeah. And I don't know if you ever looked, like, have you ever, like, bought a steak and it looked real new on the side? But when you took it out the cart and then flipped it on the bottom side, it was more brown. It wasn't as shiny and bright.
Different side. Yeah. I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Because when they put it in the thing, they put that stuff on top of it. That's like I said, it's not, I'm going to just call it paint, or a glaze. They put it on there to make it look good. You know, same way. Like, how is it if we all the way here in Florida, how can you bring some, fruit all the way from California on a truck, and it ain't brown by the time it get here. It ain't, bananas. You ever notice you get the bananas from the store, it's nice and yellow, but when you get it home, it starts turning brown almost instantly.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So how can they ship it from the one place to the truck, then the truck to this, and then it sits in the store, and then you get it on the shelves, and it's lasting. And then by the time you get it home, it's brown and all. Like, it just, I don't know, it just don't seem, something to me about fruit don't seem right. And it really starts with the seedless stuff. I don't want genetically developed food. I don't want vegetables that's been genetically developed in your garden. I want some real stuff that's grown from what God gave.
But you got to get the, I think that's why the whole movement towards organic food is becoming popular. But the thing is about that is that, and the organic stuff is that it costs more. So most people can't afford a big buggy of organic stuff. So you kind of separate the classes there. You have, if you're middle class, you're kind of stuck with eating genetically modified food. And they just went to the Supreme Court where they can, they used to have a label, especially if you buy genetically modified meat. They had to put a label on it, but now they don't have to even put a label on it. So you're not even sure if you're not getting organic or something like that. You're not sure what you're eating. But yeah, I think the preservatives, they pumping that stuff and all the stuff you're digesting is definitely bad for you long term.
I think KFC was the first place, and I don't know if it was true or not, but I heard that they changed their name from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC because they weren't allowed to say chicken because they were using cloned meat.
I didn't hear that. I mean, I didn't hear that, but that's I hope that's not.
That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true or not, but but I don't want to use, I don't want to eat cloned meat. I don't eat Kentucky Fried Chicken no more. And it could be fake. I don't know. Who know? See, but that's the thing. Like, you don't know you don't know what's real no more. But what I do know is something is wrong with a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, the food supply is ridiculous, man. I think that's another topic that we have to talk on, because that's we reached our end point. But that is that's a big deal, because if you think about the hormones and the preservatives, all the stuff that they're pumping into, and you wonder why your daughters and your kids basically are just growing way before they should, because they're eating all of this processed stuff, this modified stuff, this stuff with hormones and whatever else they put in there, man. It's sad. But we're at the end of the podcast, man. I think this was a good podcast. We definitely rated mature at the beginning, but we and then we probably, I don't know. I think we did good so far. But next episode coming up next October 21st. So we'll go from there, everybody. Have a good day.
All right, peace.
Peace out.